Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Philadelphia Eagles have won 10 straight football games, and yesterday, maybe the most dominant of all of them, outgaining the Steelers 401-163 and holding that football for the final 10-29. The guy that was on the call yesterday to call that final drive and a 10th straight victory is Merrill Reese. Merrill. He joins us right now, the voice of the Eagles. Merrill, how you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine. Forget the weather. The sun is shining where all of us are.
Well, you're right about that, Merrill. A great, great game yesterday by the Eagles. And really, it starts with the quarterback who played, in my opinion, his best game of the season. And Merrill, yesterday, it just felt like he was in total control from the start to the finish of that game. What did you make of Jalen yesterday?
Well, he was. And he is a great quarterback. There's no doubt in my mind. But I think that perhaps in the weeks preceding, he tended to be a little too careful. They had heard and talked so much about turning over the ball too much. And after the bye, he was very, very guarded, very, very careful. But finally, he came out and he made quick decisions. He threw accurately. He really lit it up.
He was great, and I agree with you. Yeah, it was almost as if he was a little bit less cautious, but yet still with that, Merrill, I never thought he put the ball in harm's way through the air. I mean, he was making decisive decisions, and boy, you reminded yesterday just how good this pair of receivers are, because the two of them, you know, they combined for a ton of catches, ton of yards after the catch. It was fun to watch them play yesterday.
Well, they're a very, very good team. I am not one who goes crazy and says, this is the best team in football. I'm not about to say that. I'm going to say that there is no team better than they are right now. They're right there with the best teams in the National Football League. Now, the next 3 weeks, we'll see where they are position-wise going into the playoffs, and I think this is a team that certainly has a shot to do big things. But at this point, you can look at them and say, there's no.
Well, I agree with that. It's hard because no one right now looks more complete. We just talked about the offense, Jalen Hurts, and we know how good they've been running the football this year. But, Merrill, it's the other side of the ball. That's been the change from the past couple years, because I believe this is the best defense they've had with this group of players and Sirianni as the head coach. And, Merrill, yesterday I thought early in the game, those back-to-back fumbles, one by Jalen and Watt knocked out, and then Cooper DeJean on the punt return, that was a chance for the Steelers to jump on the Eagles. But that Eagles defense, every week they do it, Merrill, that was so impressive to hold them right there to only 3 total points.
Well, it's a combination, Joe, of great players, and they really do have talent, and great coaching by Vic Fangio. I think he is an amazing defensive coordinator. He reminds me a lot of Jim Johnson, who certainly was one of the greatest who has ever been around. But Vic has done a great job with this team, both in giving them confidence, putting them in the right position. And early in the season, you take a guy at training camp, and people last year were talking about Nolan Smith being a waste of a draft choice in the end of the first round. And at the very beginning of the summer, Vic said, this guy's getting better every day, and this guy can play. And you can see his confidence. And now Nolan Smith has become one of the big playmakers.
He was really good, Merrill, yesterday. And it's been like a quiet thing. You kind of start adding up what he's done this season. But it's been a big leap for him, Merrill. They've had several players take these kind of big leaps this year between Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, Milton Williams. You kind of add it all together. And some of these guys that were here in the past, they're just better than they were before. And I credit Vic Fangio for that, bringing this out of them.
I do, too. I think he's done an amazing job. And then, of course, the addition of Zach Bond. Zach Bond has been absolutely a great player.
Well, he has. And Merrill, I know the Eagles don't have a history of paying linebackers, but I can't imagine this defense without him. I really want him back here next year, Merrill. We'll see what happens when we get there in the offseason. But the way I view him is he should be here for years to come.
Well, you're right. And for how many years has it been that everybody's looked at the defense and said, well, the one weakness in the Eagles' defense is the linebacking is just okay. It's marginal. These are great linebackers. I mean, they are making such an impact on this defense.
And it's every week. Either one or both of them makes huge plays in the game. They did it again yesterday. Merrill, let's go back inside that final drive. Were you surprised when Mike Tomlin punted the football down two touchdowns with about 10:40 to go? It didn't feel super late, but it also, I was thinking through the math in my head. I was like, are they really going to have two drives here? Now, they ended up having zero after that, but I was a little surprised he punted there and gave the ball back to the Eagles. What did you think of that?
Well, I think it was Mike Tomlin having confidence that his defense could get it together and make the Eagles go 1-2-3 and out. And I think a coach has confidence in his defense and he reacts that way. But what had happened earlier in the game was going to happen all over again, and the Eagles continued to dominate. The Steelers came in here saying, we've got to stop the run. That's it. We've got to stop the run. Make the Eagles beat us through the air. And then they did. They really did.
Yeah, and you're probably right that Tomlin thought he can get a quick three and out, get a short field, and maybe try to win the game that way or get back in the game. But, Merrill, what instead ensued was a 21-play drive. It's hard to find any of those in NFL history. What was it like watching that play out and you started to realize, I'm sure, halfway through, like, they might not give the ball back at all?
Well, it just continued my belief that this defense is really, and the offense, too. The defense sets it up, but this offense, how many times have they now closed out games with 4-, 5-, and 6-minute drives? This has become part of their MO. It's a regular thing now that they need this drive to clinch it, and they're able to do it.
Yeah, 21 plays, 88 yards, 10 minutes and 29 seconds. They finish it off. Merrill, it is a great day, great game yesterday, and we got another big one coming up this Sunday as they can clinch the division and the 2 seed at least down in Washington.
Yeah, this is going to be another good drive, very, very good test for this team. I think it's good that the Eagles are playing teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh and a Washington team that has become very, very difficult to beat. So I think it's going to be a big challenge. I think it's going to be a good game. Certainly the Eagles really are the better team. But again, they're going to be tested this Sunday.
No doubt. And it's the second time facing Washington, so that should be an extra little test there. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Great call yesterday, and we'll catch up and talk to you on this pregame show Sunday.
Thank you, Joe, and have a great day, Hugh.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there. I keep going back to 21 plays, 88 yards.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
21 plays.
That's keep away. That's keep away football right there. And a lot of times, you know, when you want to have success, you just want to sit on the ball as much as you possibly can, yeah. Take away the possessions, and that's basically what they did in that 21-play drive.
I think there's two sides to the coin, though. One is 21-play drive is so impressive, and it just, like, takes your soul away. The other side of it is Mike Tomlin was a coward on that. I mean, that was a cowardly punt.
Ooh, that was strong.
I mean, was he not?
Well,
down
I think I think at that point you're feeling like your defense is a bully, and that's what you're counting on. Isn't that what the sequence was? That was before T.J. Watt got hurt or after?
Watt may have gotten hurt on the last done. That's did he get hurt on the last drive or the
second?
I think
it was the final drive.
Yeah, which lasted forever. So yeah. I mean, at some point. But I just like did he think they were getting the ball back twice with less than 10 minutes to go?
I think that he was looking at it the way that they were playing. They were pretty physical. He probably thought that they were going to be in position to get it back
twice though. He was down 2 scores.
Yeah. probably thought
that. I just thought he had to go for it there. What was it, like a 4th and 7 around midfield?
It wasn't crazy.
Because it was a 3rd and 22, right? Russ threw it for like 15 yards in the middle of the field. It was probably like a 4th and 7 or 4th and 8. I was surprised. Now, I didn't think they were going to hold the ball the whole time.
Russ missed you know what's funny? And I know we don't complain about this, but the refs missed a lot of stuff yesterday.
They did, including the Jalen Carter head slap, which we'll get to here.
Boy, Jalen Carter slapped smoke out of somebody.
He did. We're going to get a big, huge breakdown of that whole thing, including Clint Hurt and Sirianni on the sideline.
Big Hurt.
Woo! What was that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. A couple polls up today. Maybe my favorite poll day of the year in terms of a Monday show. First, is that what y'all wanted to see? Yes or no? Yes, it's exactly what I wanted to see in the past game. And the second one, who deserves more credit for the Eagles' win yesterday, the Eagles or WIP?
How do you think people are handling that one?
Not well. Not well at all. I mean, I voted WIP. Let's go to Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. He's going to call us and tell us to hold on.
Yeah, we're just going to hold. We're good.
I mean, come on.
We're good, Donald. Donald, I'm in a good mood today. You call hold.
I just thought it was funny.
What's up, Donald?
Listen, fellas, I had to see. I was telling Kyle that I wanted to mention Nick Saban, right? And Kyle was like, Nick Saban? Because I was listening to Rob Ellis Saturday, and Rob Ellis had mentioned how, you know, Nick Saban wanted Hurts to be a better passer. And, man, when I was watching his game yesterday, I was like, man, I wonder if Nick Saban has actually got a chance to catch the way Jalen Hurts is doing surgery. Because the first play of the game, it was a zone when he threw that pass to Grant Calcaterra. It was a zone defense. He threw it in that seam right there. But it was like Pittsburgh, you know, was one of the top rushing defenses in the league, you know. And they did that yesterday. We saw their turnovers, how they make them force them, and we saw how they shut down limit Saquon and Hurts. Hurts just stepped up and just looked like that quarterback we have been waiting to see, man.
Oh, he was great.
He had a hell of a game.
Donald, it's interesting the play you thought of, because I think most people are picturing in their head the throws to A.J., the throws to Devontae, but that was a good one. First throw of the game, up the seam, and he had to throw that one with little anticipation, because like a double move with Calcaterra, sure that was a nice throw.
He sure did, because that was the part that we all wanted to see, you know, and the outside, looking into Bird Nation, just thinks that we're being difficult, or just think we're, you know, we're just nitpicking, and you know, and we all know that was the missing piece to our Lombardi trophy.
Exactly. You know? I just think anyone that wasn't critical of the pass game last week has low standards. If you have high standards,
right.
you know that pass game had to get better. Donald, good phone call. You know, they knew it had to get better. That's why they had the whole week of drama, because the receiver and then obviously PG kind of airing his frustration with the two of them out on WIP. They all knew it had to get better.
Yeah, and it was a perfect storm. You know, we knew going into this game that the Steelers were going to make you throw the football. And because, you know, that's defense one-on-one, because Jalen hasn't shown a propensity to do a great job of it in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to look for deficiencies in people's games. So that's the one you felt like there was something going on. So if I'm a defense coordinator, that was the right thing to do. It was just that Jalen stepped up and answered the bell. He answered the call. And he did a hell of a job doing it.
They don't have a deficiency if he plays like that.
Yes.
I mean, and every other team that's good, like we're talking about the best in the NFL. They all have issues right now. We're going to get to the whole NFL landscape, where the Eagles are for the one seed. But like the Lions' issues are their defense. They're falling apart day by day. Like they're losing real players. Yeah, and it's just hard to stop anyone when you have 13 players on the IR. So they have real issues. The Buffalo Bills have the best season in the NFL. But their defense isn't very good. I mean, they just got 100 points put on basically in 2 weeks, or close to whatever it was, 890 points. And then you have the Chiefs, who are obviously the best, and they are the team that's won two in a row. But, Hugh, they slog through these games, the Chiefs. And now Mahomes is banged up again. They can't protect him. Like if you just looked at it from outer space, you didn't know anything about these teams the last few years, or who they are, or who they're supposed to be. You would say the Eagles look like the least flawed.
Yeah, and they're the most healthy.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and that's huge around this time of year. They're the most healthy, and they're the least flawed. Even though, you know, you let us tell it, they've had some flaws. They just have to be. They have to figure out a way to be consistent. You know, they got a little dinged up yesterday. It wasn't nothing major, but it did happen. But when you talk about the other teams that are in the NFL right now, they're the healthiest.
Yeah, you almost, I was saying this morning before the show, with the extra game, it almost, you feel it this time of year, because every player, like, please, no more injuries, right? You don't want injuries. Like yesterday, yeah. Saquon got banged up with
the
hip.
A little banged up.
Seemed like it's okay, but he was banged up in and out of the game. And then AJ, I mean, Hugh, that play with, it, first of all, they should have called a hip drop tackle on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what it definitely looked like.
That was scary, because when he went down, I was like, oh no, oh no. Like, you know,
he dropped that ball quick, like he was hurt.
He did, and then the way his ankle fell under him, yeah. It was a scary play. And look, the Eagles could clinch almost everything this weekend, right? They can get as high as the 2 seed would have win on Sunday to clinch the division. And then the weird thing is, like, there's still 2 more games to go. You just cross your fingers. You just got to get out of these, got to get to the postseason. But if they play like they did yesterday, they're going to be playing for a while in January. Tom in Middletown, what's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Listen, I am just saying right now, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now. Okay, I'm not going to take anything away from the Chiefs or anything like that. But a team that is sneaky and you got to be very careful of, and I was just talking to Kyle, is the Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to steal that division from the Lions. Last game of the season.
So I don't believe they are, but Tom, I agree with you that they're good. I mean, Tom, the whole NFC is... You know, now we think right now the Eagles look like the best team. This might be as good of an NFC 1-7 in the playoffs as I could remember. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, the Commanders are probably going to be the 7 seed, and they are going to have like 11 or 12 wins. It's a good conference this year.
Yeah, and I did not know this, and I was talking to Kyle. If the Eagles and Vikings end up tied, but the Vikings get they win like the home seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't understand that.
So, yeah, the Vikings, so the Eagles need, just to lay it out for everyone, the Eagles need to win out, and they need Minnesota and Detroit to each drop a game before the end of the season. Otherwise, the winner of that division will get the 1 seed, not the Eagles.
Okay, all right. So I don't see that happen. I see Minnesota coming in. They're going to win that division. We're going to end up tied with them. And the ironic part is we won our Super Bowl in Minnesota. So our NFC championship might have to go through Minnesota.
Well, and that's who they beat last 2 times, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl. They beat Minnesota and then won it there in that stadium, yep.
But now, if you look at the parallel, Minnesota and Kansas City are playing very, very similar styles of games. Minnesota will give you all kinds of yards in between the 20s, but they don't give up a whole lot of points. And they squeak by, they win by like 2 points, 1 point. They're winning just like Kansas City. And that doesn't make them a dominant team, but they're winning.
They play tonight. Yeah, they play. Look, they've been good. I mean, Tom, I didn't think Minnesota would keep going at this level. And Tom, we appreciate the phone call. Maybe they will. I mean, they play tonight against the Bears. I don't know. Can you picture Minnesota as the 1 seed? I still can. I think it's going to be the Eagles or Lions. I haven't changed my mind.
Yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, when you have one of those teams that has been flying under the radar, you kind of leery of that. Another team, you know, since we're talking about teams that you might not want to see, man, I don't know if I want to see them Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I said last week I do not.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, as well as Jalen is playing, I mean, that Todd Bowles defense, man. I know I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, this could be so. It's almost the inverse.
I'd rather see the Falcons than the Buccaneers.
Well, me too. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be the Falcons. I think the Bucs are going to win that division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pulling away.
No, the Falcons got tomato cans.
They do
down the stretch.
They do they have 2 tomato cans. They also have Washington. A couple tomato cans.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Falcons.
Think they could beat the Commodores. That's the revenge game, though.
For who? Kirk.
Kirk for Coach Quinn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the Bucs are going to win that division. It's funny, 2 years ago when the Eagles made the Super Bowl, that felt like a very weak playoff field. Remember they got Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
And then look, the Niners weren't weak. They just got injured a quarterback. They're going to earn it this year. If the Eagles end up in New Orleans and they have to go through some combination of, let's say, Washington, Tampa, and then, I don't know, Green Bay, Minnesota, or Detroit, that's earning it. This is going to be, it'll be a challenge.
Nice little row.
It'll be, and if they do it, boy, they've earned it. Brian is up with some thoughts on A.J. Brown here. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. First of all, I have to say, Hugh Douglas, you're my favorite Eagle of all time. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Wanted to talk about the A.J. Brown and Saquon thing. So here's my issue is, okay, A.J.'s complaining. He he feels like my three-year-old son right now. And the reason why I feel that way is you got Saquon, who is an MVP candidate, an incredible runner, and that's what the other teams were giving us as far as defense goes. So we ran the ball, and we did it very well. They got Devontae Smith, an excellent wide receiver, who also doesn't complain. And then you have A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts having their little issue. It just bothers me. I would want to know, hey, Devontae, Saquon, guys, how do you feel about this? Because I think deep down, you know, AJ's, oh, it's all for the team. No, it's all for AJ right now. Like the second, I feel like I was in high school. The second pass was to AJ. Why? Oh, let's make him feel good. And I don't know, maybe I have some trauma from back in the TO days.
Yeah, when I was in high school. I'm here to tell you, you do. You do. I mean,
but he's not wrong. They threw it to him more. What do you say? They threw it to him more?
Because he needed to be involved in the passing
game. He complained.
And ain't nothing wrong with complaining.
here's the ironic part, Brian. Because he's a great player, these are successful plays, right? Like, so it's not a bad thing that throwing him the football.
Let me put it in perspective for both you guys to understand. Because, Brian, I assume you're married, right?
That's right, yes.
When your wife tells you, Brian, you don't take me out to dinner enough, what do?
Well, I mean, that would never happen.
No, but Brian, I...
But you would take her out to dinner.
Brian?
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he did. Basically, that's what he did. He complained about not going out to dinner, and he got rewarded.
To stick with your analogy, Hugh, if you don't mind, is, but if she complained to her girlfriends about it, I'd be annoyed. If she talked to me about it, I'd work it out.
Well, how about this, Brian?
So Elliot is her girlfriend. So I like this analogy.
What about if she asked you first and you didn't do nothing about it, and then she complained to her girlfriends? Because that's kind of what happened.
Look, this is difficult because you are my favorite Eagle, but I do agree. I can't argue with you.
No, I'm just being that guy today. But it's funny because I know AJ gets a bad rap, man. But he wasn't lying. I mean, that's the part that
he wasn't. It's just a matter of how he went about it. Yeah.
He went about it may not have been the right way, but in essence, it was the right way because this was something that we all needed to see to make us feel better.
And they needed it. And he needed it. Brian, good phone call. Like, they needed it. I mean, that's why the whole week happened, because AJ said it, and then Brandon Graham reacted the way he did.
Sometimes you need to
react.
Sometimes you need to be aired out. To see your wicked ways.
I agree with that. And that's
Airing him out.
Sometimes you got to just tell the truth. And we all told the truth last week. And that's why,
we all tell the truth?
I think most of us did. Who didn't tell the truth?
I'm just saying. I was just saying. I'm just, you know.
Maybe you still trying to downplay the defense and your green
beard. I'm not downplaying anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to leave me alone about that green. Everywhere I go now, people are like, hey, getting ready. I know.
That beard is either gone or green.
No.
You
see,
are cooked.
No. People are like, hey. You ready to dye that beard over there? And the mumbling, hey, that's the guy that's going to dye his beard. I hear you.
Hey, that's the guy that said defense doesn't matter. It's a luxury.
Hey, Eagles fans, y'all starting to get on my nerves with that, for real.
I can't.
I know what I'm looking at. I know what my future looking like.
The math.
I know it's not looking too bright for me.
The math ain't
math. I need to be reminded
and
every
mathing
day.
For you. Yeah, no, it really isn't. I think what's the total? 42 points?
42.
Yeah, if the Eagles are left 42 or less in their final three games, 42 or fewer, you will either have your beard shaved or dye it. And let's be real about this. This is your last shot, Hugh, to have some.
Yeah, this week. Yeah, we were looking at it this week. Yep. I need at least 21 to 24 points this weekend from the Commodore.
Well,
look, I got my eye on you.
Yeah, I know.
What?
You're going to be sitting there rooting for.
Don't you dare. I'm not rooting for,
listen, I root for the Eagles all the time, except for that one time.
You rooted for the Cowboys to score.
If you allow me to talk about it, I was going to say, when they were right there on the three, who doesn't, like in a situation like that, who doesn't root
for
that?
This is sad. This is really sad.
But after that, I got over it.
So the Eagles have not allowed a team over 20 since September. You're in big trouble. Yeah. And then the last week of the season, the Giants might have a tryout with a fan playing quarterback at that point. I mean, they're not scoring anything. And then that last game here, if the Eagles try. So you're in big trouble.
Okay, my question to you is this. When does this have to happen, like, technically? When do I have to, like, you know, make good on the whatever it is?
I think so. The season ends, what, like the 7th of January, whatever it is, or whatever that date is. I think by the time the playoffs kick off, right, that next weekend. So you get that last week.
You get that last week of the beard.
You get
so
to,
fry, like on a fry.
Yeah, you get on a fry, like Sirianni. When he shaved his head, you got to dye your beard
man,
and shave
man.
The beard.
Yeah,
that's it for you. All right. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592 94-94, as the Philadelphia Eagles have won 10 straight football games. And yesterday, maybe the most dominant of all of them, outgaining the Steelers 401-163 and holding that football for the final 10-29. The guy that was on the call yesterday to call that final drive and a 10th straight victory is Merrill Reese. He joins us right now, the voice of the Eagles. Merrill, how you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine. Forget the weather. The sun is shining where all of us are.
Well, you're right about that, Merrill. A great, great game yesterday by the Eagles. And really, it starts with the quarterback who played, in my opinion, his best game of the season. And Merrill, yesterday, it just felt like he was in total control from the start to the finish of that game. What did you make of Jalen yesterday?
Well, he was. And he is a great quarterback. There's no doubt in my mind. But I think that perhaps in the weeks preceding, he tended to be a little too careful. They had heard and talked so much about turning over the ball too much, and after the bye, he was very, very guarded, very, very careful. But finally, he came out, and he made quick decisions. He threw accurately. He really lit it up.
He was great, and I agree with you. Yeah, it was almost as if he was a little bit less cautious, but yet still with that, Merrill, I never thought he put the ball in harm's way through the air. I mean, he was making decisive decisions, and boy, you reminded yesterday just how good this pair of receivers are, because the two of them, you know, they combined for a ton of catches, ton of yards after the catch. It was fun to watch them play yesterday.
Well, they're a very, very good team. I am not one who goes crazy and says, this is the best team in football. I'm not about to say that. I'm going to say that there is no team better than they are right now. They're right there with the best teams in the National Football League. Now, the next 3 weeks, we'll see where they are position-wise going into the playoffs, and I think this is a team that certainly has a shot to do big things. But at this point, you can look at them and say, there's no.
Well, I agree with that. It's hard because no one right now looks more complete. We just talked about the offense, Jalen Hurts, and we know how good they've been running the football this year. But, Merrill, it's the other side of the ball. That's been the change from the past couple years, because I believe this is the best defense they've had with this group of players and Sirianni as the head coach. And, Merrill, yesterday I thought early in the game, those back-to-back fumbles, one by Jalen and Watt knocked out, and then Cooper DeJean on the punt return, that was a chance for the Steelers to jump on the Eagles. But that Eagles defense, every week they do it, Merrill. That was so impressive to hold them right there to only three total points.
Well, it's a combination, Joe, of great players, and they really do have talent and great coaching by Vic Fangio. I think he is an amazing defensive coordinator. He reminds me a lot of Jim Johnson, who certainly was one of the greatest who has ever been around. But Vic has done a great job with this team, both in giving them confidence, putting them in the right position. And early in the season, you take a guy at training camp, and people last year were talking about Nolan Smith being a waste of a draft choice in the end of the first round. And at the very beginning of the summer, Vic said, this guy's getting better every day, and this guy can play. And you can see his confidence. And now Nolan Smith has become one of the big playmakers.
He was really good, Merrill, yesterday. And it's been like a quiet thing. You kind of start adding up what he's done this season. But it's been a big leap for him, Merrill. They've had several players take these kind of big leaps this year between Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, Milton Williams. You kind of add it all together. And some of these guys that were here in the past, they're just better than they were before. And I credit Vic Fangio for that, bringing this out of them.
I do, too. I think he's done an amazing job. And then, of course, the addition of Zach Bond. Zach Bond has been absolutely a great player.
Well, he has. And Merrill, I know the Eagles don't have a history of paying linebackers, but I can't imagine this defense without him. I really want him back here next year, Merrill. We'll see what happens when we get there in the offseason. But the way I view him is he should be here for years to come.
Well, you're right. And for how many years has it been that everybody's looked at the defense and said, well, the one weakness in the Eagles' defense is the linebacking is just okay. It's marginal. These are great linebackers. I mean, they are making such an impact on this defense.
And it's every week. Either one or both of them makes huge plays in the game. They did it again yesterday. Merrill, let's go back inside that final drive. Were you surprised when Mike Tomlin punted the football down two touchdowns with about 10:40 to go? It didn't feel super late, but it also, I was thinking through the math in my head. I was like, are they really going to have two drives here? Now, they ended up having zero after that, but I was a little surprised he punted there and gave the ball back to the Eagles. What did you think of that?
Well, I think it was Mike Tomlin having confidence that his defense could get it together and make the Eagles go 1-2-3 and out. And I think a coach has confidence in his defense, and he reacts that way But what had happened earlier in the game was going to happen all over again, and the Eagles continued to dominate. They came in here, the Steelers came in here saying, we've got to stop the run. That's it. We've got to stop the run. Make the Eagles beat us through the air. And then they did. They really did.
Yeah, and you're probably right that Tomlin thought he can get a quick three and out, get a short field, and maybe try to win the game that way or get back in the game. But, Merrill, what instead ensued was a 21-play drive. It's hard to find any of those in NFL history. What was it like watching that play out and you started to realize, I'm sure, halfway through, like they might not give the ball back at all?
Well, it just continued my belief that this defense is really red, and the offense, too. The defense set it up, but this offense, how many times have they now closed out games with 4-, 5-, and 6-minute drives? This has become part of their MO. It's a regular thing now that they need this drive to clinch it, and they're able to do it.
Yeah, 21 plays, 88 yards, 10 minutes and 29 seconds. They finish it off. Merrill, it is a great day, great game yesterday, and we got another big one coming up this Sunday as they could clinch the division and the 2 seed at least down in Washington.
Yeah, this is going to be another good drive, very, very good test for this team. I think it's good that the Eagles are playing teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh and a Washington team that has become very, very difficult to beat. So I think it's going to be a big challenge. I think it's going to be a good game. Certainly the Eagles really are the better team. But again, they're going to be tested this Sunday.
No doubt. And it's the second time facing Washington, so that should be an extra little test there. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Great call yesterday, and we'll catch up and talk to you on this pregame show Sunday.
Thank you, Joe, and have a great day, Hugh.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there. I keep going back to 21 plays, 88 yards.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
21 plays.
That's keep away. That's keep away football right there. And a lot of times, you know, when you want to have success, you just want to sit on the ball as much as you possibly can. Yeah. Take away the possessions, and that's basically what they did in that 21-play drive.
I think there's two sides to the coin, though. One is 21-play drive is so impressive, and it just, like, takes your soul away. The other side of it is Mike Tomlin was a coward on that. I mean, that was a cowardly punt.
Ooh, that was strong.
I mean, was he not?
Well,
down
I mean,
two
I think,
scores?
I think at that point you're feeling like your defense is a bully, and that's what you're counting on. Isn't that what the sequence was? That was before T.J. Watt got hurt or after?
Watt may have gotten hurt on the last done. That's was he
yeah,
hurt on the last
so
drive or the
I think
second?
It was the final drive.
Yeah, well, which lasted forever. So right. I mean, at some point. But I just like did he think they were getting the ball back twice with less than 10 minutes to go?
I think that he was looking at it the way that they were playing. They were pretty physical. He probably thought that they were going to be in a position to get it back
twice. Though he was down two scores.
Yeah, he probably thought.
I just thought he had to go for it there. What was it like a 4th and 7 around midfield?
It wasn't. Crazy
because it was a 3rd and 22, right? Russ threw it for like 15 yards in the middle of the field. It's probably like a 4th and 7 or 4th and 8. I was surprised when now I didn't think they were going to hold the ball the whole time.
Russ missed you know what's funny, and I know we don't complain about this, but the refs missed a lot of stuff yesterday.
They did, including the Jalen Carter head slap, which we'll get to here.
Boy, Jalen Carter slapped smoke out of somebody.
He did. We're going to get a big, huge breakdown of that whole thing, including Clint Hurt and Sirianni on
big
the
hurt,
sideline.
Big hurt.
Woo! What was that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. A couple polls out today. Maybe my favorite poll day of the year in terms of a Monday show. First, is that what y'all wanted to see? Yes or no? Yes, it's exactly what I wanted to see in the past game. And the second one, who deserves more credit for the Eagles' win yesterday, the Eagles or WIP?
How do you think people are handling that one?
Not well. Not well at all. I mean, I voted WIP. Let's go to Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna call us and tell us to hold on.
Yeah, we're just gonna hold. We're good.
I mean, come on.
We're good, Donald. I'm in a good mood today. You call hold.
I just thought it was funny.
What's up, Donald?
Listen, fellas. I had to see. I was telling Kyle that I wanted to mention Nick Saban, right? And Kyle was like, Nick Saban? Because I was listening to Rob Ellis Saturday, and Rob Ellis had mentioned how, you know, Nick Saban wanted Hurts to be a better passer. And, man, when I was watching this game yesterday, I was like, man, I wonder if Nick Saban actually got a chance to catch the way Jalen Hurts is doing surgery. Because the first play of the game, it was a zone when he threw that pass to Grant Calcaterra. It was a zone defense. He threw it in that scene right there. But it was like Pittsburgh, you know, was one of the top rushing defenses in the league, you know, and they did that yesterday. We saw their turnovers, how they make them force them, and we saw how they shut down limit Saquon and Hurts just just stepped up and just looked like that quarterback we have been waiting to see, man.
Oh, he was great.
He had a hell of a game.
Donald, it's interesting the play you thought of, because I think most people are picturing in their head the throws to A.J., the throws to Devontae, but that was a good one. First throw of the game, up the seam, and he had to throw that one with little anticipation because it was like a double move with Calcaterra. That was a nice throw.
He sure did, because that was the part that we all wanted to see, you know, and the outside looking into Bird Nation just thinks that we're being difficult, or just think we're, you know, we're just nitpicking, and you know, and we all know that was the missing piece to our Lombardi trophy.
Exactly. You know? I just think anyone that wasn't critical of the pass game last week has low standards. If you have high standards,
right.
you know that pass game had to get better. Donald, good phone call. You know, they knew it had to get better. That's why they had the whole week of drama, because the receiver and then obviously BG kind of airing his frustration with the two of them out on WIP. They all knew it had to get better.
Yeah, and it was a perfect storm. You know, we knew going into this game that the Steelers were going to make you throw the football. And because, you know, that's defense one-on-one, because Jalen hasn't shown a propensity to do a great job of it in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to look for deficiencies in people's games. So that's the one you felt like there was something going on. So if I'm a defense coordinator, that was the right thing to do. It was just that Jalen stepped up and answered the bell. He answered the call, and he did a hell of a job doing it.
They don't have a deficiency if he plays like that.
Yes.
I mean, and every other team that's good, like we're talking about the best in the NFL. They all have issues right now. We're going to get to the whole NFL landscape, where the Eagles are for the one seed. But like the Lions' issues are their defense. They're falling apart day by day. Like they're losing real players. Yeah, and it's just hard to stop anyone when you have 13 players on the IR. So they have real issues. The Buffalo Bills have they're having the quarterback having the best season in the NFL. But their defense.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense isn't very good. I mean, they just got 100 points put on basically in 2 weeks, or close to whatever it was, 890 points. And then you have the Chiefs, who are obviously the best, and they are the team that's won two in a row. But, Hugh, they slog through these games, the Chiefs. And now Mahomes is banged up again. They can't protect him. Like if you just looked at it from outer space, you didn't know anything about these teams the last few years or who they are, who they're supposed to be. You would say the Eagles look like the least flawed.
Yeah, and they're the most healthy.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and that's huge around this time of year. They're the most healthy. And they're the least flawed, even though, you know, you let us tell it, they've had some flaws. They just have to figure out a way to be consistent. You know, they got a little dinged up yesterday. It wasn't nothing major, but it did happen. But when you talk about the other teams that are in the NFL right now, they're the healthiest.
Yeah, you almost, I was saying this morning before the show, with the extra game, it almost, you feel it this time of year, because every player, like, please, no more injuries, right? You don't want injuries. Like yesterday, yeah. Saquon got banged up with the hip.
A little banged up.
Seemed like it's okay, but he was banged up in and out of the game. And then AJ, I mean, Hugh, that play with it, first of all, they should have called a hip drop tackle on
that. Yeah, that's what it definitely looked like.
That was scary, because when he went down, I was like, oh no. Like, you know,
he dropped that ball quick, like he was hurt.
He did, and then the way his ankle fell under him, it was a scary play. And look, the Eagles could clinch almost everything this weekend, right? They can get as high as the 2 seed would have win on Sunday to clinch the division. And then the weird thing is, like, there's still 2 more games to go. You just cross your fingers. You just got to get out of these, got to get to the postseason. But if they play like they did yesterday, they're going to be playing for a while in January. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Listen, I am just saying right now, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now. Okay, I'm not going to take anything away from the Chiefs or anything like that. But a team that is sneaky and you got to be very careful of, and I was just talking to Kyle, is the Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to steal that division from the Lions. Last game of the season.
So I don't believe they are, but Tom, I agree with you that they're good. I mean, Tom, the whole NFC is... You know, now we think right now the Eagles look like the best team. This might be as good of an NFC 1-7 in the playoffs as I could remember. I mean, the Commanders are probably going to be the 7 seed, and they are going to have like 11 or 12 wins. It's a good conference this year.
Yeah, and I did not know this, and I was talking to Kyle. if the Eagles and Vikings end up tied, but the Vikings get they win like the home seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't understand that.
So yeah, so the Vikings. So the Eagles need, just to lay it out for everyone, the Eagles need to win out, and they need Minnesota and Detroit to each drop a game before the end of the season. Otherwise, the winner of that division will get the one seed, not the Eagles.
Okay. All right. So I don't see that happen. I see Minnesota coming in. They're going to win that division. We're going to end up tied with them. And the ironic part is we won our Super Bowl in Minnesota, so our NFC championship might have to go through Minnesota.
Well, and that's who they beat last two times. You know, when they went to the Super Bowl, they beat Minnesota and then won it there in that stadium. Yep.
But now, if you look at the parallel, Minnesota and Kansas City are playing very, very similar styles of games. Minnesota will give you all kinds of yards in between the 20s, but they don't give up a whole lot of points. And they squeak by, they win by like 2 points, 1 point. They're winning just like Kansas City. And that doesn't make them a dominant team, but they're winning.
So well, and they play tonight. Yeah, they play. Look, they've been good. I mean, Tom, I didn't think Minnesota would keep going at this level. And Tom, we preached a phone call. Maybe
Minnesota.
They will. Maybe they will. I mean, they play tonight against the Bears. I don't know. Can you picture Minnesota as the one seed? I still can't. I think it's going to be the Eagles or Lions. I haven't changed my mind.
Yeah, that's what it is. But you know, when you have one of those teams that has been flying under the radar, you kind of leery of that. Another team, you know, since we're talking about teams that you might not want to see. Man, I don't know if I want to see them Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I said last week I do not.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, as well as Jalen is playing, I mean, that Ty Bowles defense, man. I know I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, this could be – so it's almost the inverse.
I'd rather see the Falcons than the Buccaneers.
Well, me too. Of course, me too. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be the Falcons. I think the Bucs are going to win that division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pulling away.
No, the Falcons got tomato cans down the stretch.
They have two tomato cans. They also have Washington. A couple tomato cans.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Falcons.
They could beat the Commodores. That's the revenge game, though.
For who? Kirk?
Kirk for Coach Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the Bucs are going to win that division. It's funny, 2 years ago when the Eagles made the Super Bowl, that felt like a very weak playoff field. Remember, they got Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
And then look, the Niners weren't weak. They just got injured at quarterback. They're going to earn it this year. If the Eagles end up in New Orleans and they have to go through some combination of, let's say, Washington, Tampa, and then, I don't know, Green Bay, Minnesota, or Detroit, that's earning it. This is going to be, it'll be a
nice
challenge.
Nice little row.
It'll be, and if they do it, boy, they've earned it. Brian is up with some thoughts on A.J. Brown here. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. First of all, I have to say, Hugh Douglas, you're my favorite Eagle of all time. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Wanted to talk about the A.J. Brown and Saquon thing. So here's my issue is, okay, A.J.'s complaining. He feels like my 3-year-old son right now. And the reason why I feel that way is you got Saquon, who is an MVP candidate, an incredible runner. And that's what the other teams were giving us as far as defense goes. So we ran the ball and we did it very well. You got Devontae Smith, an excellent wide receiver who also doesn't complain. And then you have A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts having their little issue. It just bothers me. I would want to know, hey, Devontae, Saquon, guys, how do you feel about this? Because I think deep down, you know, AJ's, oh, it's all for the team. No, it's all for AJ right now. Like the second, I feel like I was in high school. The second pass was to AJ. Why? Oh, let's make him feel good. And I don't know, maybe I have some trauma from back in the TO days.
Yeah,
when I'm high school.
I'm here to tell you, you do. You do. I mean,
but he's not wrong. They threw it to him more.
What do
you say? They threw it to him more?
Because he needed to be involved in the passing game.
Because he complained.
And ain't nothing wrong with complaining.
Here's the ironic part, Brian. Because he's a great player, these are successful plays, right? Like, so it's not a bad thing that throwing him the football.
Let me put it in perspective for both of you guys to understand. Because, Brian, I assume you're married, right?
That's right, yes.
When your wife tells you, Brian, you don't take me out to dinner enough, what do?
Well, I mean, that would never happen.
No,
but yeah.
Brian.
But you would take her out to dinner,
Brian.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he did. Basically, that's what he did. He complained about not going out to dinner, and he got rewarded.
To stick with your analogy, Hugh, if you don't mind, is
But if she complained to her girlfriends about it, I'd be annoyed. If she talked to me about it, I'd work it out.
Well, how about this, Brian?
So Elliot is her girlfriend. So I like this analogy.
What about if she asked you first and you didn't do nothing about it, and then she complained to her girlfriends? Because that's kind of happened.
Look, this is difficult because you are my favorite Eagle, but I do agree. I can't argue with you.
No, I'm just being that guy today. But it's funny because I know AJ gets a bad rap, man. But he wasn't lying. I mean, that's the part that
he wasn't. It's just it's a matter of how he went about it.
He went about it may not have been the right way, but in essence, it was the right way because this was something that we all needed to see to make us feel better.
And they needed it. And he needed it. Brian, good phone call. Like, they needed it. I mean, that's why the whole week happened, because AJ said it, and then Brandon Graham reacted the way he did.
Sometimes you need to be aired out to see your wicked ways.
I agree with that. And that's
airing him out.
Sometimes you got to just tell the truth. And we all told the truth last week. And that's why,
did we all tell the truth?
I think most of us did. Who didn't tell the truth?
I'm just saying. I was just saying. I'm just, you know.
Maybe you still trying to downplay the defense and your green
beard. I'm not downplaying anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to leave me alone about that green. Everywhere I go now, people are like, hey, getting ready. I know.
That beard is either gone or green.
No.
You are cooked.
No. People are like, hey, you ready to dye that beard over there? And they're mumbling. Hey, that's the guy that's going to dye his beard. I hear you.
Hey, that's the guy that said defense doesn't matter. It's a luxury.
Hey, Eagles fans, y'all starting to get on my nerves with that, for real.
I can't.
I know what I'm looking at. I know what my future looking like.
The math.
I know it's not looking too bright for me.
The math ain't,
man. I don't need to be reminded
and
every day.
And it mathing for you. Yeah, no, it really isn't. I think what's the total? 42 points?
42.
In the last? Yeah, if the Eagles have left 42 or less in their final three games, 42 or fewer, you will either have your beard shaved or dye it. And let's be real about this. This is your last shot, Hugh, to have some.
Yeah, this week. Yeah, we were looking at it this week. Yep. I need at least 21 to 24 points this weekend from the Commodore.
Well,
I got my eye on you.
Yeah, I know.
What?
You're going to be sitting there rooting for.
Don't you dare. I'm not rooting for Sunday.
Listen, I root for the Eagles all the time, except for that one time.
You rooted for the Cowboys to score.
If you allow me to talk about it, I was going to say, they were right there on the three. Who doesn't, like, in a situation like that, who doesn't root
for
that?
This is sad. This is really sad.
But after that, I got over it.
So the Eagles have not allowed a team over 20 since September. You're in big trouble. Yeah. And then the last week of the season, they get, I mean, the Giants might have a tryout with a fan playing quarterback at that point. I mean, they're not scoring anything in that last game here if the Eagles try. So you're in big trouble.
Okay, my question to you is this. When does this have to happen, like, technically? When do I have to, like, you know, make good on the whatever it is?
I think so. The season ends, what, like the 7th of January, whatever it is, whatever that date is. I think by the time the playoffs kick off, right, that next weekend. So you get that last week.
You get that last week of the beard.
You get
so
to,
fry, like on a fry.
Yeah, you get on a fry, like Sirianni. When he shaved his head, you got to dye your beard and shave the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for you. All right.